This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
Yeah, yeah, Buster Man Womb. Put it in Buster Man Womb. Thank you.
No, put them in the same spot because they're the same cereal.
I'm with Logan.
They're not the same cereal. No.
Cornflakes, Shadow Realm.
Yeah.
Cornflakes? Oh, yeah.
Cornflakes.
Are we treating these?
Oh, I could eat a whole bunch of cornflakes.
Shut up.
This is real angry.
Are we treating these as cereals only?
What kind of stupid ass question is that?
No, we're treating them like steak, Steve-O.
Because cornflake chicken is great.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
No, the cornflake chicken is fine. Sure, we're talking about the cereal.
No, I know what he's talking about, but no.
I just wanted to clarify. I'm fine with cornflakes being in the Shadow Realm.
What the fuck is cornflake chicken?
It's when you batter it with cornflakes instead of breadcrumbs.
He's processing it.
Did you just forget to buy breadcrumbs that week?
And all they had was cornflakes.
Yeah, this is how you bread chicken in the world of COVID-19 where you can't buy breadcrumbs because they're not on the shelf.
As the new year and new decade dawns on us all, the promised prophecy has finally come to pass. Steve-O's about to become a parent.
Aw, what a cutie. I'm so happy to meet you, dump truck Treg Borts.
Why are you trying to name my son? His name is going to be Drink for Ugg.
I beg your pardon. As the father of this child, I decree his name be Professor Otto von Schnitzelpuss Krakendish Shagmeyer.
Wait a minute. If Steve-O's the mom instead of the dad, then one, when did he become an Omega? And two, who's the father?
Stay tuned to Friday Night Fan Fiction to find out all the juicy dramatic details and occasionally reads of some terrible fan fiction.
So what's your least favorite episode of The Simpsons?
Least favorite? I don't know. I
anything from the first season?
First season was pretty rough. Like, all around.
I'm still gonna go with Behind the Laughter.
I think Behind the Laughter is fucking hilarious.
You and I are going to have words later.
Which one was that?
That's the one where they had, like, the VH1 Behind the Music.
Please recall that I am not a million years old like you and don't know what VH1's Behind
I don't
the
know
music
what VH1 is.
VH1 was still around when you were a kid.
Yeah, but I don't know what Behind the Music is.
So,
David,
behind the
I
music,
know about Behind the Music.
You did have VH1 growing up. I'm sure of it.
I had probably about 13 channels growing up, so I don't think VH1 was one of them. Please remember that I grew up kind of poor.
But I still hold the record for least amount of channels.
Which was?
So when I lived in Germany, we got one channel, which was AFN.
What was AFN?
The Armed Forces Network.
Oh, great.
They would play American shows, but they were like 3 years after the fact.
Reruns.
We got season one of King of the Hill in like 97. They have since made it so that it doesn't suck to get American TV, and there are more AFN channels now, but back in the day, you just got the one.
Did they have any, like, infomercials on the Armed Forces Network?
That's all they had. They don't have commercials.
That's all they...
Military-produced content about not drinking and driving.
Like that Masala commercial that I sent you?
Yeah.
The one with the fucking demonic soap that definitely got off in that guy's hands?
Yeah, that's the kind of shit they would produce. But they rejected mine.
What was yours?
I did a Halo machinima about drinking and driving, but because it had an explosion and usage of guns, it wasn't allowed.
What?
By machinima or the military?
By the military. And I'm like, do you know what the military uses as their primary tool?
Diplomacy, obviously.
Yeah, diplomacy deployed by a 9mm.
Diplomacy deployed by an unmanned drone.
Yeah, unmanned drone or an AC-130 gunship.
Oh, that's terrible. All right, this is Friday Night Fan Fiction. I'm glad we got the band back together. Now let's go play this wedding gig.
Who's getting wed?
Tell me lies. Do you really want to hurt me?
Country
Do
road.
You really want to make country me cry? Road.
Take me home. It's a me, Mario.
How many, like, weddings did you guys go to growing up, or did you not go to any?
I've been to exactly 3 weddings in my entire life.
And 2 of them were your own?
Yeah, 2 of them were my own.
What was the third?
Fucking wedding for my sister.
I've been to 3 weddings.
2 of them his own.
No, I've never been married. No one's good enough.
Oh, almost a sad yuck, but dodged a bullet at the end there. Sean, how many weddings have you been to?
2.
Both of which were your own?
Man, if only.
You keep interrupting us when we're about to say one of them was my sister's.
Yeah, one was my sister's, one was my cousin's.
Okay. Val, how many weddings have you gone to besides your own?
How many have we been to since we got together?
There was Kaiser and Jenner's.
Which I wasn't invited to.
Amy and Jeremy.
Which wasn't invited to.
Jeremy and Sarah, which
I wasn't invited to.
Do you know them even?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you know them well?
I dated one of them.
Did you really?
Jeremy or Sarah?
You dated Jeremy.
Yeah, I dated Jeremy. He juggled and it was great.
This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. As I said before, I'm your host, Steve-O. Joining me this afternoon are David, Logan, Valerie, and Sean. And I hope you all are doing okay right now. The world's a fucking crazy place.
We got a message from the city manager saying that none of the employees in the city have gotten COVID-19, which, that's cool, I guess.
That is pretty cool. Also, do not inject cleaning products into you. Do not drink bleach. Despite what Nathan Explosion will tell you about the consistency of bleach.
I don't know. The president did say it was a cool idea.
No.
The president's really into Nirvana.
What is the makeup of bleach, Dave?
70% water, and we're like 70% water, therefore we are bleach.
Oh, yeah.
The science checks out.
I think it's actually like way more than that for water.
It's like 90%. We are 90% water.
This afternoon, we have another Choose Your Own Adventure, this time produced by none other than Buster Manwomb.
Bleach is like 90% water, and we're 90% water, therefore we are bleach. Here, Murderface.
Okay, I'll drink this bleach!
Unkempt triangle hair.
So wait, you said this is a Choose Your Own Adventure?
This is a Choose Your Own Adventure, and Logan, you'll be starting us off on the first page, but I'm going to read the summary. 69 hues of D's Nuts 10, Yoshi's Booty World. In a dark, terrible world where you are reading this fan fiction and you have to sit and ask yourself, if I could live out my wildest fantasies, like deriving sexual pleasure from a dairy product or going to Taco Bell, would I?
Steve-O, this is all italicized.
Paying for a house in cash.
Pay for a house in cash?
Yeah.
Sorry, we only take gold and platinum.
Palladium.
Well, no, like, you know how people are like, I gotta take out a 30-year mortgage. If I could, like, afford to pay for a house in cash, oh my god, that's a beautiful fantasy.
Well, dash those questions from your mind, reader, because thanks to the greatest literary genius since John Milton...
That's not literary.
Literary... You know, you keep correcting me quickly on these Buster Manwombs. I am suspicious that you may be authoring them.
Sean's not Buster Manwomb.
Sean's not Buster Manwomb.
I would admit it if I was.
Don't worry about the fact that Buster Manwomb is actually an anagram for Sean Wasabi over here.
We all know who the real Buster Manwomb is.
Sean Wasabi?
Yeah.
You mean the mashup artist?
Yes, he's actually Buster Manwomb. He's like, I wrote Otter Pop, and now I've got to write something else to just brain rot people.
Oh my god. The literary genius since John Milton, you can do all that and more. All right, Logan.
Did you put page breaks in this?
No, I separated them by number.
Oh, okay. 69 hues of D's Nuts 10, Yoshi's Booty World, a choose-your-own orgasm adventure.
Written by Sean Wasabi.
About the author. Glowingly referred to by the ghost of Ahmed P. Alphabet, inventor of the English alphabet, as that
How do I read that?
Human being.
That human being.
And as soon as you stop being a human being, you're going to start being a human doing.
What are you now? A human going!
Always be beezing and doozing and not cheesing and choosing. Who does? No. Make me turn in my grave. Buster Manwoom has all the renowns for their steamy diddle fictions, which are apparently worthy of raising the dead. In their sordid effort to convince and Justin Trudeau to accept the used contraceptives of Murdoch Mysteries extras as an officiated currency.
What the hell is Murdoch Mysteries?
I have no idea.
It's a TV show.
It's still more fucking stable than coin. Buster Manwoom is often shot upon detection in every municipal library east of Montreal crossed out, Winnipeg crossed out, Vancouver. To witness the fledgling squirts of genius they manage to share online before the McDonald's employees insist they either don some pants or leave, follow Buster Manwoom on Twitter, at Buster Manwoom. Intro, you are Yoshi.
All right, Dave, we need the Soviet anthem. We're Yoshi now.
Isn't that the Back to the Future theme song?
What?
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 What? What?
Yoshi impressions, right now.
Whippoo!
come on, David.
What?
Whippoo! That's your best.
Yoshi.
Sounds of Yoshi hatching out of an egg in order to be sacrificed as Mario jumps off my back.
Whippoo!
Whippoo!
Weeaboo!
Beep boop!
As a Yoshi...
Beep boop!
You have a sex life the same way that Neil Breen is a filmmaker. It is a bit of a stretch, but it's more entertaining to let you do your thing.
Yeah.
He definitely is a filmmaker, though. That's the thing.
Yes.
He's made 3 films.
His films are a stretch, but they're entertaining if we let them do their thing.
No, they're actually, like...
They are films.
Filmmakers mean you make films.
He made a film.
They are pictures moving one after the other.
It is agnostic to the fact of whether it's good or not.
Thanks to Plenty of Fish, you scored a hot date with a tub full of cottage cheese.
A tub of.
A tub of cottage cheese. The Neil Breen of dairy products.
Good, because it's my least favorite of them.
I've never eaten straight cottage cheese, so I can't comment.
No, like, there are far worse dairy products out there.
Like what?
Any of those disgusting cheeses?
I mean, ranch, yeah, that's gross.
No, ranch is all right.
No, it's not.
No.
I said it's all right. It's all right.
Ranch is boring.
Ranch is boring?
Ranch is much better than cottage cheese.
Ranch is indeed much better than cottage cheese.
Do you think mayonnaise is just slovenly lazy?
Yes.
The third sin from 7?
Mayonnaise isn't a dairy product.
Mayo is freaking eggs. It's not dairy.
Does Miracle Whip count as real mayonnaise?
I still don't know. Is Miracle Whip not mayonnaise?
No, it's not. It's mayo replacement for certain things.
It's the margin of margarine of mayonnaise.
It's the margin.
Margin. All right. Unbeknownst to you, the cottage cheese's account was actually made by Mario as a prank.
Sorry, I looked up Miracle Whip on Wikipedia, and I just want to be the person who thought that this was acceptable. Underneath the Miracle Whip logo, it's just Miracle Whip on toast.
No.
Well, Skate 3 has taught me anything. Don't be so mayo.
I mean, it could be worse. It could be the slightly toasted bread that's in between 2 non-toasted pieces of bread that the British eat.
Ah, toast sandwich.
That's just weird.
I mean, you might as well do what I used to do as a child and just, like, take a couple slices of bread, ball them up, and eat them like that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That was all right.
That was fun.
Definitely did that.
It's not, like, huge culinary prowess, but it's still a neat snack if it's all you got.
Yeah.
And it's also very good if you want to try and do an impression of Marlon Brando. You just stick those balled up pieces of bread in your mouth.
No kid on earth knows who Marlon Brando is.
I know who Marlon Brando is, weirdly enough.
No, I know, we know who Marlon Brando is now, but as a kid...
I didn't know what fucking Behind the Music was.
My dad forced me to watch Marlon Brando.
Steve-O is not a kid, so he doesn't count.
But I hope there is no kid in my heart. That would be dangerous.
Yeah, ectopic pregnancies are pretty bad.
Yeah.
You'll be in my heart.
I wanted to win the Oscar for most emotional song in a kid's movie.
But Elton John did it first.
Yep.
And his soundtrack was probably a little better.
Wait, which one was Elton John's soundtrack?
That was Lion King.
Eh. Tarzan had a better soundtrack.
You can't tell me Tarzan had a better soundtrack than fucking Lion King, all right?
Yes, I can.
No, you can't, because it's scientifically impossible.
You're wrong.
All right, name two tracks from the Tarzan song.
Okay, there is...
I'm really struggling on this one.
The weird scat track where they just make a bunch of noises in the microphone.
Yeah, the Phil Collins "I Want to Do a Drum Solo,"
"Wrecking the Camp," and "Two Worlds." There, gotcha.
Okay, now name two Lion King songs, Steve.
That would be "In the Air Tonight" and "Hakuna Matata." And,
I think "In the Air Tonight" was on that soundtrack.
Yes, it
in
was.
"In the Air Tonight" was definitely not on the Lion King soundtrack.
Sorry, can you feel the love tonight?
That that's right.
Phil
yes.
Collins on the oh.
That means I win.
Now I want an AMV where it's like it's in the air tonight.
Yeah, it's wrecking the camp.
All right, can we read now?
I don't know. Can you shut up for long enough for me to read?
Unbeknownst to you,
unbeknownst to me,
the cottage cheese account was actually made by Mario as a prank. But when he saw how happy and reaffirmed you had been at meeting someone, he felt like a bit of a dipshit and had a tub of the curdled stuff made so you wouldn't be sad. Unfortunately, the professor that Mario had commissioned to make the tub of cottage cheese had spilled a vial of Chemical X into the mixture.
Sugar! Spice and everything nice.
He wasn't too worried. The only side effect seemed to be that the cottage cheese gained sentience and somehow got a job and a respectable apartment on the Upper West Side. How will this affect your date? I'm waiting for the shrooms to kick in as I write this, so let's fucking see. One, you and
the
top
wrong with me.
God damn it.
Two, eating cottage cheese. Three, eating cottage cheese. Four, eating cottage cheese.
You and the tub of cottage cheese had a fantastic time going to the theater to see Pacific Rim 3, even more collateral damage, followed by supper at Olive Garden.
This was obviously written before the quarantine.
The tub of cottage cheese lived nearby and let you walk them to their building. Considering that it can be really fucking dangerous showing someone you barely know where you most
where to
most easily stalk you. Even if the first date went well, you take it as a flattering compliment. Outside its building, the tub of cottage cheese looks deep into your eyes. I had a really good time tonight, but I'm not really tired. Would you like to come up for a cup of tea? The implications are clear. The tub of cottage cheese wants some of that. Some of that sweet, sweet intergenital
friction.
The options are graciously accept, establish your boundaries, or send a dick pic. I'm going to send a dick pic.
David, go to four.
Going to four.
Oh, no!
You stare at the tub of cottage cheese just long enough for them to start looking uncomfortable. Holding your expression without blinking, you pull down the zipper of your jeans and let your green, veiny turkey baster of love out to feel the cold night air. Pulling out your phone, you take a picture. Your gaze is uncompromising. You try to peer into the deepest precipices of the tub of cottage cheese's soul as you watch the smile fade from their face. They don't want to loo. A twitchy glare downward proved that much. But they didn't want to look into your large, unblinking eyes either. They look up, fixating on a moth orbiting a streetlight. You can tell they want to back up, but sheer shock is stopping them. This is completely out of their sphere of expectations. It's like their brain crashed. Pulling out your phone, you snap a pic of your wife bleater. You don't even care that there's still a white dot of dried tissue on the tip, left over from when you masturbated yesterday. You import it to Messenger and press send.
The tub of cottage cheese rushes for their phone, the flash of relief at the prospect of distraction disintegrating when they realize you sent them, amongst other senders, the dick pic, along with the caption, "Wanna meet Pickle Rick? Hello." They look up at you. You wiggle your eyebrows, nodding expectantly.
I actually live in the building across the street.
The tub of cottage cheese started walking, their hearts sinking when you walk right beside them, constantly trying to hold their hand, eventually coercing to hold it. "You're so suave," you tell yourself. You see them texting somebody. A lot of the text is in all caps. They lower the brightness when you try to look.
"All right, here we are at my home building,"
the tub of cottage cheese said.
"Well, let me just head up first and check if my roommate's home."
Before you have time to follow, they rush to the sealed door. Someone waiting inside quickly pulls it open and shut behind them. You loudly check 1 or 12 times that the door won't open on its own if you try hard enough. Minutes became hours. You wait, peering into the lobby windows occasionally. Every couple of days, you wait outside, hoping to see them again.
No, there's no again.
Whatever, hoping to see them. You text and call them every few hours. At first, it was because you were wondering where they were, but eventually it's because you discovered that all their social media profiles become invisible unless you create new profiles, and that they should make sure something isn't wrong with their phone or something. They never answer, and the social media profiles always disappear again. Whatever. They was a bitch. This is why you're so lonely. Nice guys never get chances.
I hate this writing so much.
Was the dick pic a bit too much?
Yes.
But it was worth them ruining an entire date because of the mistake? No. They were just going to disappear without giving your behavior any constructive criticism. You will never get it right. You're going to grow old and lonely, spending time on Reddit blaming others for your behavior until you welcome the release of death in between benders.
God.
And your body goes unnoticed until a heat wave when your corpse stinks the whole neighborhood, up the whole neighborhood. Eat Arby's. The end.
How do they get my life in this story?
Well, you can't eat Arby's. There is no Arby's up there.
Okay, there's no Arby's here in Fort McMurray.
You're also not a rotting corpse.
Yet. Aspirations. You gotta have life goals, Logan. Thank you, Dave. I'm now utterly depressed.
No, it's all good. You'll get over it.
All right, I'm gonna go back and change this. I am going to establish my boundaries while emphasizing that it is not through a lack of interest or enthusiasm. You explain that you never get to Sirius on a first date, and Sirius is in, like, the mood, not the star. The tub of cottage cheese is not disappointed or displeased, but is in fact completely and refreshingly understanding. They send you off with a hug and an appropriately dry peck on the lips. They promise to let you know when their days off will be next week, waving goodbye as the lobby door closes. You walk down the street. Tonight has been decent so far. Do I want to go to Taco Bell KFC or change my mind and tear some cheeks, bro?
Man, I want Taco Bell KFC.
Yeah, I kind of want Taco Bell and KFC because I haven't had either. I haven't had Taco Bell in about 5 weeks, and I haven't had KFC in about 12 years.
Nah, KFC is overrated.
Mary Brown's is where it's at.
So we're going to 7. Val, you're on 7.
You make your way down the block to the nearest dual Taco Bell / KFC location. You expect it not to be too busy. To your relief, you're mostly right. 3 stone teenagers are eating value tacos in the corner table.
That's the only kind of tacos you get at Taco Bell.
And they're in the corner table. They're not even, like, at. Barney Gumble from The Simpsons is passed out drunk, choking on the tour in the revolting limited-time flavored Mountain Dew leaking out of the soda fountain and onto his face.
Hi, Homer.
Do you even get drinks when you go to Taco Bell? I never buy a drink.
I usually don't.
I do.
I'm guessing if you go in...
Like, if you want a drink, most people get them. If you don't drink soda, then no.
The thing is, some people go to Taco Bell specifically to get, like, the fucking Baja Blast.
They're weird.
I thought you were going to say, like, some people go to Taco Bell specifically so they can be depressed that they're at Taco Bell.
That too. I'm going to go eat some fucking Taco Bell tonight.
Don't do that. Shit's fucking horrendous.
The cashier is a cow in human clothes chewing its as in it is, could, and watching the world around it turn to shit with the nihilistic apathy of any other minimum wage employee in the food service industry. I know that. I know that feeling. By the time you finish looking around the room in narratively meticulous details, you realize that one of the windows is screaming.
Oh no, it's the drugs again.
The choices are investigate the window, stop Barney from choking, or stop looking around like a chump and order some food.
You can't say chump and not say A after the fact. I think Limp Bizkit established that in 2001. Like a chump, A. So which one are we doing?
Let's order some food, because that's why we went there.
Okay, next up is Sean.
So we're going to 16.
13, 14. Oh, great. 16. You wait for the line to deplete. Reaching the front, the cow cashier looks at you blankly. You can order a beef chalupa with deluxe Mexi fries, or order a chicken quesadilla with cheese fries.
Mm.
Well, Logan's next, so what are you going to order for him?
I'm going to go with the beef chalupa.
God, no.
You can't not eat this, Logan.
Yeah, I can.
You're on 19.
Hang on. Let me fucking scroll on my goddamn phone.
Oh, I read ahead.
The cow looks at you with a fury. Not unlike Gearbox CEO Randy Pitchford if you told him that child porn isn't defensible because he thought it was a magic trick.
Wow.
You have insulted the cow on three levels. You demand that he serve you a dish made of his kin. You incorrectly ordered a Taco Time side dish. Most egregiously of all, you contributed to the normalization of Taco Time's heinous campaign to have tater tots referred to as Mexi fries. There's nothing that is Mexican, and even less that is fries about it, you foolish bastard. The cow's eyes flare with the fire of murderous intent. Lowering its head and stamping its hooves, he pulls out a shotgun and blows your whole body off. The end.
He pulled up a shotgun, but we do not have a green mushroom, so we can't continue. David, we're going back and revising. On page 16, we're ordering a chicken quesadilla with cheese fries, so page 21.
Okay, why?
Because those are the only two options.
That's not how Choose Your Own Adventures work. You have to start from the beginning.
You want to start from the beginning? Fine. So do you want to generously accept, establish your boundaries, or send a dick pic?
Send a dick pic again. It might work this time.
No, it won't. And no, it wasn't 13. I'm on page 1 right now.
Oh my god.
69 hues of D's Nuts 10, Yoshi's Booty World. Story, 69 hues of D's
David,
Nuts.
David, you don't need
too
to do
far.
That.
Story link, https://www.fanfiction.net/s/133603711/1. You deleted it like a bitch.
Now you can only pick the options.
I'll pick two. You graciously accept the offer with a smile. As you follow them inside, you look into the security desk. The guard behind the window is the inflatable pilot from Airplane in clown face. Have you ever seen Airplane?
Yes.
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 We no, all did. We not. Watched it as part of an FNF movie night.
I wasn't there for that one. I was at work.
How dare you?
How dare I have a job?
Yes.
I know. How dare you? You see him rapidly clicking on a jar of mayonnaise on his computer and masturbating. Smell of plain yogurt and the sounds of peanut butter sandwiches being rapidly disassembled and reassembled emanate from beneath the desk. His eyes leak blood as they follow you. You feel whispers of madness creep into the side of your mind. It begins to feel very cold. Or just keep moving? Just keep moving.
Just keep moving. All right, so next up is me.
I'm going to call Manwoom's bluff, and this is going to be just a non sequitur to drive the point. If you, as long as you don't deal with it, you can just keep moving.
You avoid the gaze of the Juggalo pilot. You can feel its presence eating at you, daring you to turn around and look it in the eye. Just keep looking forward. The tub of cottage cheese insisted, tugging you by your sleeve. You feel the dark tendrils probing your mind disintegrate as the doors to the elevator you step into shut. The tub of cottage cheese leans against the rear wall, facing the door. You lean back beside them, close enough to be flirtatious, but respectable. The tub of cottage cheese moves closer in, touching your bare shoulder with theirs. They smile as your gaze meets theirs. You're alone in the elevator.
Grandma?
You know what? Yeah, let's go, Grandma. Jesus Christ, Laza, stop! The squirrels will still be there! And next up is Val.
Grandma was 13, right?
Yes.
Yes.
You close your eyes and lean in closer. Your tongue is out of your mouth, wobbling and dangling like the southern Dinkelberg of a particularly well-endowed porn star, pro-screen pie.
Yo.
You're ready to rev your engine with the smoking mass of curdled dairy. Like, if your sex life was the Big Lebowski, this was a Captain Beefheart song.
Nice.
Noticeably, percussive and memorable. Yoshi, dear, are you all right? Yoshi heard a voice. It was the voice most people want to hear the least when they are aroused. You open your eyes. Nana, Yoshi, you scream. Sweet black fucking Sabbath. How did this happen? How did you get so borked in the brain pan that you confuse an evening catching up with your grandma for a date with a sentient tub of cottage cheese? Then you remember the mushroom Mario gave you when you were getting nervous. Don't worry, this'll make everything seem better. That chubby little motherfucker. Thanks to him, you're leaning towards your very confused grandma with your drolly tongue hanging out of your open mouth like a wind chime designed by H.R. Geiger. You feel dizzy. Try to balance yourself against the wall, accidentally pressing the emergency open button and collapsing against the no longer present wall and into the elevator shaft.
Yep.
Okay. You hold the jump button, wiggling your little legs as you try to recover from your fatal mistake, but accidentally activate your egg throw rather than your midair thrust attack.
I never was any good at Mario 2.
In parentheses, that is some bullshit! Fucking control, Smash Brothers. And disappear into the darkness below. Ah! Congratulations. Oh my god, Steve-O. Congratulations, you just hit on your grandma and then committed suicide in front of her. Her next call with your mom sure is gonna be fucked up. The end! Note, the realities of this ending are exclusive to this ending.
Okay, I believe that that should be the end of our perusal of this Choose Your Own Adventure. Unless, Sean, do you want one more chance?
Yeah.
Okay, so we go back to the beginning. You're gonna send a dick pic. You're gonna establish your boundaries. You're gonna accept.
Send a dick pic again.
Don't do that.
I guess I'll go with accept.
Okay, do you want to keep moving or Okay, so go to five.
The gaze of the Juggalo balloon pilot is unavoidable. You slow down and are about to ask the tub of cottage cheese about it when they cry out, telling you not to look. It's too late. The pilot stands. His penis is an inky, gaseous ooze that shoots from his pee hole, surrounding you and teleporting you to the ethereal plane. You see a ticket booth sitting next to a 30-foot-tall vagina. Jigsaw is sitting at the desk, eating out a raw butterball turkey when he makes eye contact with you.
I'll get back to you in a second, babe.
Jigsaw patted the turkey's breasts as set it behind the desk. He turns to his gaze to you.
Welcome, young traveler, to the realm beyond realms.
Yoshi, you yell, asking what the fuck is going on and why you are here. Why are you here?
Our agent in your world has chosen you to be the vehicle for the experimentations of the Dark Lord Smegma.
Ew.
Jigsaw explained.
Once every 1,000 hours, the Dark Lord Smegma yearns to encounter the thrusty joys of the mortal flesh. Make them come and you're free to go. Fail to do so, and you'll experience a pain worse than a sponge fleshlight.
What?
You don't see any easy way out besides satisfying the Lovecraftian vajayjay towering before you. You consider your options. You can put your dick in, you can get vehicular, or have your turn with the turkey.
So what are you going to pick? Keep in mind, Logan's got to do this.
Well, I want to take my turn with the country of Turkey.
Jesus.
Wow.
All right, I'm splitting this up. So you'll get the first page and David will get the second page.
Russell!
You scream, telling Jigsaw to fuck off as you throw him into the teethy folds of the Dark Lord Smegma's steaming vagineer. You hear sounds akin to several cacti stuffed with cartilage being crushed and or torn apart as Jigsaw tells you to choke on it. You blow a kiss at him before his face disappears into the teethy goopy chaos. Desperate for some sense of sensory distraction, you suck in a breath and stuff your head into the turkey. Remember that Game Gear commercial where a guy playing with the Game Boy hits himself in the face with a squirrel carcass in order to play the game with some color?
No.
No, I do not. I probably should.
Is that a thing that happened?
I don't know.
I remember the Game Boy magazine ad where he was playing a Game Boy, but then his hot wife was over in a corner in lingerie not doing anything. I'm like, you stupid son of a bitch.
Yeah.
At least put the game in.
Yeah, at least put the game in. That's the effect you see when you stick your head inside the turkey at first. Minutes pass as you watch the entrancing miasma coalesce into the coherent form of an owl with tentacles and the head of Whoopi Goldberg, but with eyes thrice the size. You have gone down on the turkey of dreams. You are most clearly so fucked in the head, your frontal lobe medically qualifies as a clitoris.
Okay.
The creature announced, grape-flavored Mountain Dew fizzing from the corners of their mouths.
Oh, I want grape-flavored Mountain Dew.
You are indeed worthy of breaking the fourth wall.
I gotta jump in real quick. My friend Vince Sparzak says, if Kim Jong-un is in vegetative state, would that make him kimchi?
I don't know. Have they pickled his body yet?
I don't know. He is kind of cabbage-like.
I would laugh. Ha 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 ha. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha ha.
May I? The creature's tentacles shoot out towards you, wrapping around your limbs and tugging you into the void. You feel yourself falling into the darkness long enough that you're able to pull out your phone and earn a few upgrades in the fantastic mobile game Redungeon before you speed towards a bright light that quickly grows and envelops you. For the speed that you feel like you were falling, you did the ground remarkably soft. Softly. Shit. You shake off the dizziness and take in your surroundings. You're in what appears to be a majestically furnished dumpster. Instead of a rug, the floor was furnished with clusters of fornicating... Wait, are they saying that typically dumpsters have rugs at the bottom?
How many dumpsters have you lived in?
Fair enough. Instead of a rug, the floor was furnished with clusters of fornicating rats wearing twerp cosplay. I don't know what that stands for.
They're a band. Tupperware Remix Party. They frequently collaborate with Ninja Sex Party.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Crucifix hanging on the wall nearest you has Jesus' face amateurishly resculpted to resemble Dwayne The Rock Johnson's. One entire wall was a billboard with pieces of string linking various characters, settings, and sexual positions. Against the farthest wall, goddammit, was the collection of VHS tapes and laserdiscs stacked on themselves.
On shelves.
Damn it. Can't read for shit right now. Stacked on shelves made of boxes of post-Stephen Page Bare Naked Ladies CDs. All right. A Commodore VIC 20 and a dual laserdisc.
And.
God damn it. And a dual laserdisc VHS player were hooked up to a wood panel TV. Beside the shelves was a pile of condoms filled with cocaine cut with powdered milk and Clorox.
This sounds a lot like something Devin would describe.
Yeah.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Bagels at the drive-in?
I was just going to say that Devin is Buster Manwim, obviously.
Yes.
There aren't enough shopping carts.
He's past that point in his life.
He's moved on.
You hear a voice behind you laugh gutturally. Jesus shitting fuck biscuits. You scream as you jump away, forgetting that your vocabulary is supposed to be limited to you. Russell! Ah, well, fuck it. If Pikachu can ignore that rule when it suits him, so can you.
All right, David, do a control F for David.
At first, you thought the final corner was occupied by a shriveled dumpster baby, discarded on the 9-month anniversary of the homecoming prom. Given your habit of adopting discarded babies, you're fully prepared to take it upon your back and contrive yet another Yoshi's Island retread when you look closer and realize that the organism was far from infantile. They resembled a statue of Slippy the Toad, made from silly putty. Or
Perhaps the goblin from The Hobbit, an unexpected journey that rides the zipline in Goblin Town. In other words, painfully handsome. They were wearing well-worn Beautiful Joe jammies, laughing and masturbating to something they were reading on a BlackBerry playbook, and stuffing I think it's donor meat.
Donair.
Is this just like the fic where they say as many obscure electronics that'll make Steve-O like think about things that he knows?
Oh, I was laughing at Donair.
Oh, I want Donair now.
Into their mouth from a steel bucket beside them. Yo-Yoshi, you asked, wondering what the fuck is going on. Oh, meowdy, the thing said, smacking their lips. Yeah, this ending was a non-starter. I thought you deserved the courtesy to hear it directly from me. Yoshi, you ask. This turkey was going to lead you to Middle Earth. You would have had the options to, I don't know, fuck Sauron with the key of Orthanc. Or something. Yoshi, you said, pointing out how aimless and contrived that sounded. That's what makes them clever, the handsome thing said defensively. Anyway, I can't. Some creamy-thighed lunatic introduced me to the lactating-inducing glory that is Shakespeare Hemingway.
Ah.
Yoshi, you said, rolling your eyes. He put Garfield in Mass Effect, the sexy thing argued, passionately defensive. How am I supposed to not pump my chubby to something so glisteningly enticing? The charismatic stallion of humans smacked their lips as they sucked in air. Look, never mind. They throw a Subway bag at you. That's your favorite Subway order. If you want to fuck Saruman that bad, I might do that later. I don't know. The Herculean and, might I add, explosively virile literary genius snapped their fingers, and you suddenly find yourself in your home. You open the bag and find it actually does contain, or it actually does have your favorite. Nope, it's Sean.
It's not.
There's a U in there. He ruined it. He's not American.
Buster Manroom is Canadian.
Yeah, you're Canadian. I know. It's Sean. He doesn't put a capital on Subway. Subway's a proper noun, buddy.
I would admit if I was Buster Manroom.
Guster? Oh, that sounds defensive.
He also would admit if he was Guster. He's not saying that he wouldn't admit if he was Buster.
Right, exactly. After putting in a Columbo DVD and explaining the shit that went down to the tub of cottage cheese over POF? POF?
POF?
Party of Five? The 2000s sitcom from Fox?
Yeah, let's pour cottage cheese over Party of Five. Have every cast member of Party of Five covered by cottage cheese.
You resign to the couch with your Subway. This feels rushed and wrong, but you're eating Subway and watching Columbo, so it's not too bad. The eh? Wait a minute. You didn't put in Columbo. You put in the Hackney 1979 spinoff Mrs. Columbo. Yoshi! You wail before suffering two strokes in every brain lobe.
Ah!
That's a bad end right
there.
That
is a bad ending. Holy shit. All right, let's move on to something that we don't have to choose things for. 69 Hues of Gay Chick-fil-A Revelations.
Bok.
Bagok. Bacock. And I guess I'll be starting. Summary, in a world where Chick-fil-A didn't respond to my demands, the persecution of sexually deviant foodstuffs occurs daily. And I had to choose between an ounce of weed and a gallon of rye to get through this COVID-19 shit until Animal Crossing gets released. One sandwich wants to get up and another sandwich is hot buns. Chapter 1, Highlander 2 is an aphrodisiac. We just watched it! No, it was not!
It didn't make you horny?
No, it didn't make me horny! It made me laughy! Watching Michael Ironside driving a subway train at 450 miles an hour!
What subway train on Earth goes that fast?
The one in Highlander 2.
Oh, yeah.
All right, 69 Hues of Gay Chick-fil-A. About the author. Best known by pedestrians within earshot of the Winnipeg Denny's for narrating their fan fictions as they write them and laughing hysterically, like Tom Green in the first minute of Freddy Got Fingered.
Wow.
Buster Manwoom is frequently confused for some douchebag named, quote, "Get out of my fucking dumpster, I'm calling the police," end quote. Question your sanity and your sexuality by following them on Twitter at Buster Manwoom. Chapter Sandwich, Brokeback Sandwich. Oh, yes! Shred my beef lotus thick daddy!
What?
You want me to read it again?
No!
You sure?
Yes!
Maybe I'll edit it to say you want me to do it again, and then you say yes, and I'll just do that for the next hour and 20 minutes.
No!
Okay.
No!
I can't replace David with a yes because he's never said yes before ever on the show.
No.
The curly fries mewled as Steve, the Chick-fil-A sandwich, stuffed his admirably proportioned schlubstantial inside her greasy potato vagina. Steve's penis was Jonathan Joestar, and his sexual thrusts were not merely thrusts, but sexually potent poses mathematically calculated to hit all the shrieky bits that make the vagina all gushy. It was this gushiness that made the curly fries shriek, not unlike that gossipy bitch in The Simpsons whenever compromised policemen try to put the old Wiggum charm on her. Poppy! The curly fried belched sexually, drooling like an engineer. Hear the word modular. I'm so close! Do the thing! Steve the sandwich's heart just wasn't in it. Not that the encounter wasn't consensual, but in spite of the moist, plentiful splooshiness of the vagina presently wrapped around his little trouser Joestar, his libido felt about as dry as Bill Murray's wit. Ooh, that's dry. You gonna come, baby? I'm so close! The curly fries frolicked. David, I need you to do this line.
David, frolic for me.
Okay, yeah.
You can do better than that.
Yeah.
Come on, give me Superintendent Chalmers.
Yeah?
You're gonna make me have to search for a back episode of this, aren't you?
Yeah.
One more try?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I hate you. Yeah. Steve the sandwich is shrugged in twixt of the thrusts. Joestar posed valiantly, nowhere near reaching the toothpaste boom. That is, until Steve the Sandwich laid eyes upon him.
The band?
Yeah.
The spicy chicken sandwich. Imagine if the sexiest organism your filthy imagination could stand to conjure was a chicken sandwich.
You know, objectively speaking, the spicy chicken sandwich deluxe from Chick-fil-A is their best menu item.
It is. Agreed.
Never had.
I haven't had it in over 8 years, but it was very good when I did. I agree, Danny.
I've also never had Chick-fil-A.
Oh, well, you need to come travel down here. Oh, right, essential travel only. Shit. Is Chick-fil-A eating considered essential reasons for travel?
Dude, the Chick-fil-A outside of my house is fucking bumping at all hours of the day. There is a line. They have like 7 different lines for people to go through. It's just fucking banana sandwiches.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
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 Nah.
Yeah. If the sexiest organism your filthy imagination could conjure is a chicken sandwich, imagine if that chicken sandwich was a porn star. Now imagine that porn star was a chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, your pepper jack really gets me going.
Yeah. I don't care if it's redundant. I don't make the rules. Anyway, his juicy Cajun-breaded meat glistened in the piercing glow of the restaurant's cheap fluorescent light. His buns were toasted and shapely. Steve the Sandwich's Trouser Joestar throbbed, making the curly fries do the anime cross-eyes thing.
Chick-fil-A doesn't have curly fries, though. They have waffle fries.
All right, well, some fries from somewhere. Okay, Steve the Sandwich went out and bought a bag of frozen Ori at a curly fries. There
you go. Now I can't fight you on that.
Okay, good. Making the curly fries do the anime cross-eyes thing. Parentheses, I'd pronounce it, but the last time I tried, I coughed up a hairball. End parentheses. As he watched the spicy chicken sandwich move with a fierce sensuality, moving in slow motion like the scene where you first see the sexy antagonistic ex in an early 2000s rom-com. Next up is Val.
It's your boy Ignacio, a.k.a. X, a.k.a. Big Beefy Best Boy, a.k.a. all the guys on the Sturgery Slab. A.K.A. Nia.
I read ahead again.
Smart move.
No.
Not smart move.
Trouser Joestar felt a rush. Blood made him swell like a feminist hearing that Harvey Weinstein somehow caught the coronavirus in jail.
You know, all the wrong people are getting coronavirus.
Yeah, it does not feel fair.
No.
It's like your friend when you play the game of life and they spin the spinner, but they put their finger on the center to stop it whenever they feel like.
What kind of cheating ass friends do you play the game of life with?
That's illegal.
It is illegal, but it's not, like, barred.
Yes, it is.
It is.
Because your mom said that you and Timmy need to be friends.
Is Timmy's mom trying to get you two together in, like, some sort of arranged marriage?
Timmy's mom employs your mom.
Laza didn't like it. Anyway, he gained such majestic veins, even for JoJo's character. Power flowed onto him as he was ready for one of his moves. I will protect my father! Blech. Jonathan Joestar attacked, comma, a milky protein roux of frothy latte-like baby seeds. Oh, fuck! Curly Fries ejaculated. Coming before cast aside by the viscerally lust-struck Steve the Sandwich. Steve and the spicy chicken sandwich's gaze met from across the tray. They started dancing and snapping their fingers like the love interest in West Side Story or something.
Yes, the entire starting lineup of the San Jose Sharks. All right, first off, that was a funny joke.
Yes.
I had a chuckle.
I just didn't get it. I'm sorry.
I had to look up the San Jose Sharks.
In the West Side Story, the two warring gangs are the Sharks and the Jets. So the San Jose Sharks
versus the Winnipeg Jets.
Or the New York Jets.
Or the New York Jets.
That's a different sport.
Which is why they hate each other.
I want hockey versus football players.
Yes, I want that right now. Vince McMahon, take the money that you don't have and make it happen, you racist fuck.
I'll do that. I'll take that money and I'll get that money.
It was then that Steve the Sandwich decided he wanted his juicy pickle between those hot buns. And then Jesus stepped in as Steve-O opened the door to his
what?
Room.
Wait, I just stepped in for Jesus?
Yes.
Great. Chalmers, come here.
And now a word from our sponsor!
We're sponsored by the San Jose Sharks versus the New York Jets game next week.
Incomprehensibly elastic. Worrying juice. The Men Womb line of luxury sports clothes is the ultimate. We break the mold. Be daring. Buy this. Gray t-shirt. Uber fast disclaimer voice.
I'll speed you up in post.
Thank you. Product has been proven in the states of California and Iowa to not exist.
Iowa?
Yeah. Where's that? Iowa. It's when Iowa used some money.
Yeah.
Got him.
Warranty void if customer is not a dumb emperor of batteries not included, but recommended. Contraceptives not included, but recommended. Chapter 2. Wash your goddamn hands!
I'm gonna go shut my door again.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I did not because I was petting the boy.
But he wasn't the issue. She was. Anyway, chapter 2. Samish on Samish. About the author. Buster Manwomb is very fucking willing to roam the streets wearing underpants made of brie, coughing? Yes. Coughing on anybody inside if all you motherfuckers don't stay home and stop spreading COVID-19. Don't try me, motherfucker! Chapter Sandwich. Lovers in the Dangerous Fridge.
David, what was that website you used to rank the pizzas?
I think Tier Maker.
Alright, I want to find the dumbest one.
Oh, well,
good luck. Jesus was wearing a Chick-fil-A manager's shirt. He stared at this unholy dance of sandwich kerchief the same way that a 35-year-old soccer mom named Karen Lynn would stare at the miserable 17-year-old behind the Dairy Queen counter after they told her the coupons expired 2 years ago. What the fuck, man? The Jesus said, leaning forward to grab the sandwiches. This shit isn't right, man! Busted!
Dun, 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 dun. Just bust a move.
Who, during the commercial break, had introduced himself as Pablo, exclaim, grabbing Steve by the hand and running across the floor together.
Oh, yeah.
I'm noticing a problem with this site.
Huh?
I don't think this is the right category.
No, that totally is. My favorite League of Legends character.
Why is Initial D part of League of Legends?
Huh?
Because.
Next up is you, Sean.
The Jesus gave chase. He did not get out of the jail and escaped any consequences for his mild crime spree, only to lose his job by letting sandwiches fuck in his restaurant. No, sir. The menu says sandwich and
side,
not sandwich and sandwich.
Yeah.
Why is Joe Swanson puzzles?
I don't know.
Puzzles.
This site is fucking terrible.
Puzzles. Hey, Peter. Puzzles.
Well,
Peter.
Steve-O's dying.
Peter.
What Peter. The fuck is that?
Peter.
I don't know.
What is that?
I don't know.
Well, the hat looks like it's Mario Mario with the colors
but it's
of Luigi
Mario holding a gun.
Roblox games.
Roblox games.
Yeah?
Alright, I think I'm done.
He yelled as he chased the horny sandwiches across the room, losing sight of them as they rounded a corner. The sandwiches made their way into the walk-in fridge, nestling themselves between buckets of their unassembled comrades, soaking in brine. The Jesus was stomping as loudly as their hearts were beating. I think he's gone. You know, my dick gets hard when my heart starts thumping. Pablo Poeticket? Poeticket?
Poetically. Poeticality.
There's no L.
Well, yeah, poetic.
My heart is thumping pretty thick right now. Fuck. Steve moaned with comparable poetically.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Poetically. I want to partake of your sex bit so hard. Partake me, Steve. Pablo hissed sensuously. Stuff me with that crispy chicken Joestar. As Val said when she got pregnant.
No.
Stuff me with your crispy chicken sandwich.
Also didn't say that.
And so did Steve stuff Pablo with his crispy chicken Joestar deep into Pablo's spicy chicken asshole. It was glorious. Then Pablo did the same to Steve with his chunky chicken chode. It was just as glorious, but even more percussive. Seriously, if Steve the sandwich's asshole was a large mass of unneeded mochi, then Pablo's penis was three loud Japanese men with mallet. Now, I know what you're thinking. Buster Manroom, you prune-shaped exemplar of unbridled simultaneous masculinity and femininity. Is Pablo's penis actually three loud Japanese men with mallets? Now, most people who would care to opine on the subject, as well as most who wouldn't, would say something along the lines of, what the fuck is wrong with you? On the other hand, I, as something of an authority of the sexual organs of fast food products, will simply tell you to look into your heart to find the answer. Anyway, after the two chicken sandwiches finished ass-fucking each other a couple of times, they want to do a bit of good old 69ing. Unfortunately, they weren't well-versed in the sensible process of the gay stuff, and quickly realized that doing the old upside-down double innie immediately after the phallic inspection of each other's colons would have been all poopy and gross. So, they had a shower right in the middle of the fridge, sneaking in a little bit of cheeky bum diddles at the same time.
That was my high school band name, Cheeky Bum Diddles.
I like it. I'm going to name one of our characters for the Moose Jaw Hockey Bags, Cheeky Bum Diddles.
We also had another one, Masturbation Circus, so.
Really?
It was banned as in like, oh yeah, let's do a band, and then we never spoke of it again after we named it. That's where the comedy ended.
That's the day that the laughter died.
Absolutely.
VH1 behind the scenes of.
Masturbation Circus?
Yeah. Then they did some shit from the Gay Karma Sutra that made them look like they were hit by a truck during yoga class.
I thought the Kama Sutra was sexuality agnostic as well.
I think it assumes two opposing pairs of genitals, but there is a Gay Kama Sutra which assumes same genitals.
Ah.
Some of those moves are a little bit more difficult if you have to change the angle of approach.
Well, yeah, duh.
It's like trying to land a Cessna in Flight Sim 2000.
Nerd.
I'm so close. I can come at any moment.
I'm so close to landing this Cessna. Come on!
Julio, who was not named so earlier, communicated the way any involved party should communicate mid-coitus. Clearly and with gusto. What about you? I'm pretty close, Steve answered thoughtfully. I just need something to put me over the edge. Julio poked Steve right in the taint, in the exact spot where the poke reverberated to the prostate, goading Trouser Jones Star to scream, I will protect my father!
Wow.
Joining Julio in the non-Newtonian flooding of hot, sticky mayonnaise.
Tier Maker's best cereals list, as posted by Steve.
Well, yes, that's what we'll be doing after this.
What? I didn't agree to this.
What? And next up, Sean, you know what? Just finish us.
Finish us.
Like a handy. If you want to imagine what Steve and Julio look like flooding the fridge with their sexual mayonnaise, get your Invader Zim DVD set. Find the episode where Zim has a hypnotic pimple.
I love that episode!
Skip to the part near the end where it explodes, and hold two chicken sandwiches. Preferably made by non-homophobes.
Yeah.
In the middle of the screen. Go on, I'll wait.
I need to go buy the Invader Zim DVD set first. You'll be waiting a while.
So, the Jesus, now lowercase, had opened the fridge door right in the middle of that, and by the end of it, was covered in so much mayonnaise, he looked like a half-melted Michelin man standing. Or Donald Trump after jumping into a pool.
Ew.
Don't worry, he weighs as much as I do.
Is that the claim?
I guess he claimed that he weighed 230 pounds. And I'm like, man, I weigh 230 pounds.
He weighs 230 pounds from the neck up.
Ugh. All that ego.
He really is the head of House Harkonnen now.
I weigh 230 pounds and I do not have jowls.
No, and there's at least three jowls that are hidden by that disgusting top of the suit. Ugh.
Anti-quarantine protesters are all like freedom opening the airplane door hatch during flight and jumping out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I hadn't thought about that.
What the fuck, man? The Jesus screamed, cornering the erotically depleted sandwiches. Look at this fucking mess you made. Wait, you're not mad about us doing the gayness? Steve asked. Have you seen my fucking movie? The Jesus rolled. Statistically speaking, they didn't. Why would they? Sure, John Turturro's a good actor.
Yeah.
But he doesn't really have that much pull, even among the Big Lebowski fans.
I do enjoy, he's probably the only redeemable thing about, was it Mr. Deeds? Just the sneaky butler? Sneaky, sneaky, sir.
Spoiler alert, it is a bit homoerotic.
You don't fuck with the Jesus!
I don't give a shit about that gay stuff. This is crazy fucking dirty. I need to clean this shit before the fucking health inspector comes, man. Do you want us to help you clean up? Julio offered. Just get out, the Jesus screamed. Okay, okay. Julio diffused, leaving Steve out of the fridge by the hand. Much like thousands of LGBT humans and sandwiches in the States between 2005 and 2012, they fucked off to Canada. The end! You like that Chick-fil-A, huh? You like that, you homophobic stank bankers?
Stink bankers?
Stank bankers.
They bank stank.
It's the only thing that isn't going down in value in this awful economy.
Right.
Well, there's plenty more where that came from. You know my demands.
All right, Dave, you will be tier master for this. And I made sure that there weren't any bullshit cereals on this, but we is gonna rank cereals.
What are bullshits?
Kicks.
Kix is not a bullshit cereal. You're bullshit.
Kix is not a bullshit cereal. It's kid tested and mother approved by stupid kids.
That's why it's not on there.
That's not, that doesn't make it bullshit. That just makes the people behind it, the pseudoscience who believes in, that Kix can cure COVID and shit like that.
Oh, God. All right, Dave.
Fucking grind up Kix and inject it straight into your veins.
Let's get some names for these fucking tiers, all right?
There it goes. All right, cool. Here we go. S tier. Logan, you're the best of us.
Slay me, syrup daddy.
Logan, do you approve of that?
No.
All right, what do you want it to be?
I don't know anything but that.
You asshole!
I don't know anything but that.
No, that's D tier. That's Shadow Realm.
All right, fine. Logan, since you're the best of us, what do you want it to be called?
Could you also share your screen so that we can see this?
Logan, since you're the best of us, can you share your screen?
Oh, okay. No.
Come on.
This is the highest level cereal?
Yes.
That cinnamon godliness.
Cinnamon gold.
Sure, whatever.
All right, what's the A tier?
Do you want to defer to anybody other than Logan?
Steve, what's your A tier?
Awfully great. Tony the Tiger. Body sweat.
Tony the Tiger body sweat.
Tony the Tiger body horror.
All right, Sean, since you're Canadian, what's going to be B tier?
Hey.
Hey, she's American now, all right?
She's both.
Nope, she's American. You don't get to pick.
Does she have dual citizenship?
Yeah.
Yes, she does.
Why'd they let you do that?
Because they can't not let her.
Robert Ford said that, who was it, Robert Redford?
What?
Doug Jones.
Doug Jones.
Robert Redford, inside each of us is a leprechaun waiting to explode.
That's right. Anyway, what's B tier, Sean? It has to be slightly worse than Tony the Tiger body sweat.
Trying to work something in with Buster B Man Womb.
Dumpster lunch meats.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right, Val, what's C tier?
That's fine. That works. Yeah, ugh.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're doing the tier list for cereals, which this tier list has, like, there's, you're missing a bunch of cereal here, man. First one on the list is...
I didn't want to be here for fucking ever. What is that? Apple Cinnamon Cheerios?
Apple Cinnamon Cheerios.
Shadow Realm.
What? Shut up. They're really good.
Either Buster Man Womb or Tony the Tiger. One of the two.
Sean, you said Shadow Realm immediately. You need to explain why you say Shadow Realm.
I do not like cereals with fake apple in them. Like, I do not like the taste of fake apple.
So you're just discriminatory.
Yes.
So that means Apple Jacks and...
No! What? Yeah. You do not put Apple Jacks does not have fake apple in them. Shadow Realm.
I'm willing to split the difference on this one. I think Apple Cinnamon Cheerios are just worse Apple Jacks. I would put them in UFF.
Fine.
All right, Cookie Crisp.
They're fucking delicious.
Cinnamon Gold.
Cinnamon Gold.
No, no.
It's cookies for breakfast.
Wrong.
You do not diss cookies for breakfast. I am on Team Dave.
I mean, but realistically,
it does not belong that high.
It is not part of a good breakfast at all. No, it doesn't.
Cookie Crisp and Honeycomb are like the two best cereals ever made.
Okay, so you're that kid from the Honeycomb commercial where the Jaws theme was constantly playing?
No, the Jaws theme was the Corn Pops commercial.
No. Fucking, I don't care if it's Honeycomb or Corn Pops or whatever, but you're that kid who's like, I'm gonna fuck over my friends for cereal.
Gotta have my Honeycomb.
Da-da.
Da-da.
Anyway, Cookie Crisp, they don't taste like good cookies. That's the problem.
Oh my God.
They don't. They're bad. It's a bad cereal.
Go eat some Cookie Crisp. Like, I think we had some Cookie Crisp for one of our panels.
All right, I'm going to text my mom right now and say, in addition to the grocery list, can you also get a box of Cookie Crisp?
There you go. Get a box of Cookie Crisp and you're going to eat one spoonful. You're going to be like, oh God, this is terrible.
I hate you because I won't be able to eat any.
Cheerios, Shadow Realm.
No.
No.
Wait. Plain Cheerios?
Plain Cheerios.
Oh yeah, Shadow Realm.
Yeah.
Yeah, plain Cheerios, Shadow Realm, because it's old people cereal.
Just one above.
Steve, you didn't put Grape Nuts on this list.
You don't need to. Grape Nuts isn't a cereal that anybody ever wants to eat.
Exactly. That's why it would go to the Shadow Realm with Cheerios.
It goes below the Shadow Realm. It's removed from the HTML code.
No,
Anyway, Special K also.
Special K is at least Buster Manwu.
Fuck it. What is wrong with this child?
I love Special K. I could eat dry Special K out of the box for days.
You're weird.
No. Like the strawberry Special K?
No, the regular Special K.
You realize that plain Special K is designed to be extremely bland in order to stop people from masturbating, right?
Yes.
No, that's fucking Kellogg's cornflakes. Cornflakes.
What do you think the K stands for?
K stands for Karen, who normally buys it.
Ketamine.
Ketamine? What the fuck, man?
I'm not getting stuck in a K-hole by eating Special K. Special K is for Special Kellogg.
Yes, it's Kellogg's.
And Kellogg's makes more than just fucking cornflakes. You don't spell cornflakes with a K!
They are literally just cornflakes!
They're not! They're made from rice!
No.
Yes. Special K is a flake made from rice.
Still belongs in Shadow Realm.
Wow. I bet you feel really special because you knew that.
I do. Move it to I'll settle for
No.
No.
All right, hold on. Logan and I both say Shadow Realm. Sean, what do you say?
Shadow Realm.
All right, three people overruled the majority. Special K is going to the Shadow Realm.
The Council of Three has spoken.
Yugi's grandfather and Pegasus and all them other dumb shits who play card games.
There's no Council of Three voting here. You're just being outvoted.
The first time my vote matters, it still doesn't matter. I'm voting for Ralph Nader next time.
He's going to run through the streets screaming, not my tier maker list. Anyway, Special K is disgusting.
Val says that she's done for the day. That's fine. We can finish this list without you, my love.
Kix, Shadow Realm.
Yes, I will agree with that.
All right, good. Apple Jacks.
Eh.
Tony the Tiger.
I think it belongs with Apple Cheerios.
No. Yeah. No.
Yes.
No. No, belongs above.
Please tell me how the O shape that's slightly larger is better.
It's also a better flavor of apple.
It's not. Because yes, it neither is. Of it. Apple Jacks does not taste like apples, you moron! Have you ever watched a commercial?
Alright, so I'm on Logan's side insofar that Apple Jacks do not taste like apples, but I fought against Apple Cinnamon Cheerios saying that they're a worst tasting Apple Jacks, which is why...
Which I said you were wrong on because they didn't taste like apples.
Yeah, yeah, Buster Manwu, put it at Buster Manwu, thank you.
No! Put them in the same spot, because they're the same cereal.
I'm with Logan.
They're not the same cereal! No!
Cornflakes, Shadow Realm.
Yeah.
Cornflakes? Oh, yeah.
Cornflakes.
Are we treating these?
I could eat a whole bunch of cornflakes.
No, shut up.
This is real angry.
Are we treating these as cereals only?
What kind of stupid-ass question is that?
No, we're treating them like steak, Steve-O.
Because cornflake chicken is great.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
No, the cornflake chicken is fine, sure. We're talking about the cereal.
No, I know what he's talking about, but no.
I just wanted to clarify. I'm fine with cornflakes being in the Shadow Realm.
What the fuck is cornflake chicken?
It's when you batter it with cornflakes instead of breadcrumbs.
He's processing it.
Did you just forget to buy breadcrumbs that week?
And all they had was cornflakes.
Yeah, this is how you bread chicken in the world of COVID-19 where you can't buy breadcrumbs because they're not on the shelf.
Count Chocula.
It's okay. Yeah.
I don't like chocolate cereals because it doesn't taste good.
Do you just not like the taste of chocolate?
I like Count Chocula. You guys just hate all fucking cereals.
It's not that I...
Count Chocula is fucking cinnamon gold.
Hold up. Raisin Bran Crunch is still coming down the pipe, brother.
Yeah, no. Raisin Bran Crunch and Fruity Pebbles are still coming, baby.
Raisin Bran Crunch is fucking terrible.
What the fuck did this motherfucker just say?
He said, Raisin Bran Crunch is terrible.
Terrible.
All right. It's not that I don't like chocolate. It's that I don't like chocolate cereal.
Hmm. I thought you were about to say, Steve, it's not that I hate you. It's that I think you have terrible cereal opinions.
No, I'm not going to be like that. I just don't think chocolate cereals are my bag. Really, I'm going to lean on you guys for where to put Count Chocula, though. I don't...
Count Chocula is... It's okay.
Yeah.
So...
It's not the best of the chocolate cereals.
I put it above Apple Jacks, because Apple Jacks is between apathy and... I could eat this.
Sorry, I had to go step out for a second. Where are we?
Cap'n Crunch.
Wait, is it just normal Cap'n Crunch?
Yes.
It's just normal Cap'n Crunch.
Yeah, that's fine where that is.
Yeah, that's good.
You putting it above Apple Jacks?
Like I said, Apple Jacks is the line between apathy and I could eat that. Rice Chex.
Rice Chex Shadow Realm.
No, you lift that
Rice
up.
Rice Chex Shadow Realm.
Come on. You lift that up to Ugg.
We just don't want to eat your bland ass cereals. And if you're going to ban us, Kix, a cereal that is actually has a little bit of
Sean,
flavor.
Sean, help.
I have no opinion one way or the other because I never had Rice Chex.
Where's life? Why isn't life on this list?
Why isn't life on this list?
Because it's not a cereal. It's just like sawdust turned into the shape of fucking cereal.
This man literally has no fucking taste buds.
All right. Peanut Butter Crunch.
Cinnamon Gold.
No, it's not that high.
Look, you have to offset the difference somehow.
Offset what difference?
The fact that I'm saying it's higher and you're saying it's lower. So why don't we just meet in the middle?
Yeah, I'm saying where he put it is fine.
Okay.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
Honey Bunches of Oats.
Shadow Realm.
Bam Jam, baby.
Bam Jam.
You lower that off of Cinnamon Gold because that shit is inedible.
Does he just like not anything that tastes good?
It's inedible. It tastes terrible.
You're of the opinion that Rice Chex tastes good, even though it tastes like nothing.
Rice Chex taste better than Honey Bunches of Oats.
I can't continue this with this man.
Is this where you're drawing the line?
I'm drawing the line. All right. Rice Krispies, Shadow Realm.
No.
Ugh. I say ugh.
I say ugh.
It tastes like all the other Shadow Realm cereals.
I love how it takes at least two people for Steve-O to matter.
I'm willing to give Steve Rice Krispies a try because they have entertainment value.
Yeah.
They have entertainment value in the fact that they make a slight amount of noise.
Yeah, they're the budget person's Pop Rocks.
Well, yeah, that's what it is. You put the entertaining. I'm having fun.
And their greatest cookies as well.
Yeah, you can make cookies from Rice Krispies.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about them as cereals. No fucking cornflakes chicken.
No cornflakes.
I will make you cornflake chicken the next time we're allowed to be in the same room.
All right. Anyway, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That's Cinnamon Gold.
It's Cinnamon
that's
Gold.
Cinnamon Gold.
It's literally what Cinnamon Gold's named after.
Exactly.
It's definitely not fucking Golden Grahams. That shit is terrible.
Where is Golden Grahams? There's no Golden Grahams in this list!
Good.
I am okay with Cinnamon Toast Crunch being up top. Mini Wheats is Tony the Tiger.
Shadow Realm.
I say Mini Wheats is Tony the Tiger.
I say Tony the Tiger.
I say Shadow Realm.
And I say it's
Then fine, Buster
Okay, Manwom. Fine, we'll keep it a Buster Manwom.
Right, which is why it stays in Buster Manwom, because Frosted Mini Wheats has one half of a good cereal going, and then the rest is old people schlock.
Yeah, their half is a bale of hay.
Hey, how great of a day is it when you find one of them two ones stuck together, but both sides are accidentally frosted?
No.
I shouldn't have to hunt for a good time in my cereal, Steve.
The three ones, when they're all three in a row.
I've had a 3-1 exactly once.
Aw, you're just unlucky, baby.
I want a 3-way.
Did you ever just buy the shredded wheat where it's a big box of wheat that you have to bash up yourself?
No, I have standards.
Honey Nut Cheerios, that's Cinnamon Gold to me.
Tony the Tiger, I'd agree with.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yep.
Reese's Puffs.
Reese's Puffs, the mouth slicer.
Captain Crunch is the goddamn mouth slicer.
They're both mouth slicers.
No, Reese's Puffs does it too.
But it hurts so good.
I've never had any issues eating Reese's Puffs.
Put Reese's Puffs down with Peanut Butter Crunch.
Do you need, like, a plastic mouth guard in order to eat most cereals?
Oh, all right, those two, yeah.
Yeah, with those two, yes.
Rice Krispie Treats cereal.
That's Cinnamon Gold. Bring that shit back, yo. Lucky Charms, I am also a fan of marshmallows in my cereal, so I would definitely say that's up top tier.
I say Tony the Tiger.
I say Tony the Tiger as well, but like bottom of it.
The little cereal shits, they suck.
Yeah, and the marshmallows are good for like a little bit, but then they're awful.
Well, that's why you have the dry cereal part, because it balances out the consistency.
Why can't I just have an experience where the cereal is good throughout?
There are better marshmallow cereals.
Like what? Count Chocula? We already put Count Chocula in Buster Manwom, so...
No, I wasn't saying Count Chocula is good. They're like the really weirdy beardy ones.
Weirdy beardy ones.
Yeah.
Like the Malto meal kind.
Oh.
Yeah, like not any of the ones on this list.
Cocoa Krispies.
Cocoa Krispies.
That's top tier.
Yeah.
No, not top tier. Top tier for the Krispies is reserved for Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
You bastard.
I mean, I'm just right, so.
No, you're not.
Yeah,
you're wrong.
Like usual, I'm just
so
the most
wrong.
Right. And so right.
Fruit Loops, that's Shadow Realm.
No.
No. That's
Because they're another fruit, and they're just barely loops.
They are loops, but it's just they're razor-bladed loops.
Is this regular Raisin Bran?
I think regular Raisin Bran is still pretty good.
Shadow Realm.
No, I disagree with that.
This is Raisin Bran Crunch, because we have two Raisin Brands, but this one has a DVD, and everybody knows DVDs are crunchy.
Yeah.
I'd put it in Buster Man Womb.
Raisin Bran Crunch, that's just top tier.
No, that's Buster Man Womb.
No, that's Shadow Realm.
No, we're not listening
to you, Sean. See, all right, so it's got to be demoted to Tony the Tiger, because we got one Shadow Realm, one Buster Man Womb, and two Cinnamon Gold.
This is not a math equation.
Yes, it is.
It is.
You can put it at the top of Tony the Tiger. That's fine.
All right.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Golden Crisp.
Golden Crisp.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've actually ever had Golden Crisp.
I actually kind of like it. Lower end of Buster Man Womb is fine.
You know what? Above Shredded Captain Crunch.
Shredded Captain Crunch.
He got in a fight with a propeller prop.
Well, that's the thing. Captain Crunch shreds the roof of your mouth. Golden Crisp just has a fucking high-ass bear on it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fruity Pebbles.
Top tier, baby. All the way
top
on top.
Top tier.
Above Cinnamon Toast, baby.
I would put it at the bottom of top tier.
Get your case?
Because Fruity Pebbles, well, good. The variety of flavors, it can get a little, like, chaotic with what you're eating.
Motherfucker, what variety of flavors? They all taste the same.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
They're okay.
Ooh.
They all taste the same.
No, I'm going to look this shit up. They do not.
They do. Just like most gummy bears, all are the same flavor, unless you get the money cost variety.
The money cost variety. Cocoa Puffs.
Cocoa Puffs, Tony the Tiger.
All right, I'm willing to give you that.
That's a good chocolate cereal.
That shit shreds my mouth. That is Shadow Realm.
Oh, yeah, no, that one shreds good, but...
Yeah, yeah. These are the Shred-Kateers right here, these three.
The Shred-Kateers.
Frosted Flakes.
Buster Man Womb.
Buster Man Womb.
Logan?
Yeah, Buster Man Womb.
All right, I will relent. Grunch Berries.
Yeah, I'd say it's below Peanut Butter Crunch.
Still part of the Shred-Kateers, though.
It is, yeah. And it's also definitely tied with Reese's.
All right, Honeycomb.
Cinnamon Gold. You bastard.
Nobody else said anything about it.
No, I'd say Buster Man Womb.
Honeycomb, it's okay.
All right, so it goes in
Yeah.
It's either top of Buster Man Womb or bottom of Tony the Tiger.
Let's put a top of Buster Man Womb then.
All right. Yeah, I can deal with that.
We got a thick middle here.
Thick middle's fine.
Original Raisin Bran, that is...
Shadow Realm.
That was
The raisins save it from the bland boys down here.
No, the raisins is what makes it awful.
This motherfucker.
I hate raisins.
So you like the bran? The bran's your favorite part?
No, I hate the raisins. Yes, they will.
Oh, the bran.
The raisin and the bran will kill me. It's like mixing bleach and ammonia.
Doesn't that just cause an explosion?
Well, just because it's poison to you... It just sounds like you have an allergic reaction to raisins.
Yeah, he's a dog.
Barf, barf.
Dogs don't have allergic reactions to raisins. They just can't metabolize the thing that's in them.
Correct. What's up next? Trix, that's Shadow Realm.
Yeah.
Trix is almost the exact fucking same as Fruit Loops.
It's better than Fruit Loops because it doesn't shred you as bad.
It still shreds the fuck out of you, though.
Yeah, but it doesn't shred you as bad.
All right, so yeah, put it atop of Ugg. Corn Pops, no, oh, come on.
But,
Corn Pops, yeah, no, that's where that belongs.
No.
Search your heart, Steve, you
bottom
know it's
of
true.
Ugg. Bottom of Ugg.
I agree with Sean, bottom of Ugg.
I'll acquiesce to bottom of Ugg.
All right, but,
but,
Cocoa Pebbles.
Cocoa Pebbles, Tony the Tiger,
that
baby.
That is Tony the Tiger.
Yeah.
Wait, no. Yeah.
Yeah. You gotta keep the Shred-Kateers together.
You do. Honey Smacks.
Honey Smacks is Buster Man Womb. It's good. It's Golden Crisp.
I think it's worse than Golden Crisp. You know what? In fact,
how?
Put it here.
How is it worse than Golden Crisp?
Like, they have almost an identical thing, but the Honey Smacks has a weirder taste.
All right. Okay, I'll give you that.
All right, there you go. That's it. That's our cereal tier
list.
That's
it. All right, can you read off what's on each tier so that people who can't see it?
So, for the greatest of all cereals, we have the Cinnamon Gold tier, which includes such stalwarts as Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Fruity Pebbles, Rice Krispie Treats, and Honey Bunches of Oats. For those that aren't quite as accoladed as our Cinnamon Gold tier, we have the Tony the Tiger Body Sweat tier, which includes Raisin Bran Crunch, Cocoa Pebbles, the Shred Couture's, Peanut Butter Crunch, Crunch Berries, Reese's Puffs, and Cocoa Puffs, and Honey Nut Cheerios, and somehow Lucky Charms.
How did Lucky Charms sneak up there?
I think it was voted by one person to be top tier.
That was me.
And I acquiesced from...
Thank you. Because you guys basically dominated the first two-thirds of this fucking list.
Well, okay, when somebody is so overwhelmingly wrong about stuff...
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to be like, oh man, the Special K.
I love Special K. You'll never deter me.
Every kid on Earth was like, oh yeah, Bob, give me some Special K.
You can give me a box of matzah on one side and a box of Special K on the other, and I will be a set happy boy.
So bread and also flake bread.
Yes.
It's also flake bread.
Anyway, for those that were good enough to be mentioned, but not good enough to make it to our higher tiers, we have the Buster Manwomb Supreme tier, which includes Honeycomb, Cocoa Krispies, Cookie Crisp, Count Chocula, Frosted Flakes, Golden Crisp, Cap'n Crunch, Honey Smacks, Frosted Mini Wheats, and the borderline between I could eat that and apathy, Apple Jacks. Now, for the cereals that everyone is apathetic about, we have the ugh territory. We have Trix, Apple Cinnamon Cheerios, Rice Krispies, Fruit Loops, Raisin Bran Traditional, and Corn Pops, which makes it to, I guess, the D tier on sheer marketing alone. And then finally, the Shadow Realm, where Special K truly belongs, Steve.
Fuck you.
We have Cheerios, Special K, Kix, which no kid on Earth actually likes, Rice Chex, and Corn Flakes.
I mean, I like Kix.
Well, Corn Flakes is at the bottom of the Shadow Realm because it stops you from jerking it, so definitely.
Oh, it does not.
Oh, it does not.
Well, thank you very much for coming up with this list, and...
You're welcome, Steve. I clipped all the art myself.
Did you?
No.
Because I thought you were going to throw back shade for not including fucking Life cereal on there.
I don't know why Life is not on here.
It's fine. But thank you for doing this stupid thing. And also thank you guys for showing up on your Sunday. And thank you to our patrons, especially our genital guardians, Afrohawk, Alexander, Grass Dragon, Corbett, Disambiguity, Disgust, Disdon Plays, Epidel, Isabel, saucily handing you an empty bag of ghost pepper Takis.
All right, that's all right.
Yeah, gimme, gimme, gimme.
Yeah. Oh, what did you think of the chips, by the way?
Oh, they're pretty good.
They're good? You like them?
I didn't get no chips.
Would you like some chips?
You want some spicy chip?
You got some chips?
We got some spicy chips, yeah.
Bruh, have you been fucking watching League of Legends this whole time?
No, I've been watching Smite this whole time.
Jesus.
Bro, I haven't been watching it. It's just been minimized on my thing.
Okay, I'm going back to the Patreon list. Mana, Matthew J, Richard Pryor, Royster the Moister, the Perfect Boister for Proper Hoister Posture Jr., then the Waffle. And then a super special thanks. Wait, why is it Waffle Crisp as part of these cereals as well?
Oh, why isn't French Toast Crunch on here?
French Toast Crunch would be in its own astronomical tier.
I don't know. Why isn't, like, Blueberry Muffin Tops in here?
That is a cereal you can get.
Yeah, it's a good fucking cereal, too.
Oh, there are, like, three or four different Life cereals that are also really good, too.
Yeah.
No. No.
It's gonna fucking no. Smack you. I'm gonna smack you and force you to name your child Life cereal.
Well, I'm not going to name my child any of these names. Thank you to our bowl game beneficiaries.
Xavier Life Cereal Dump Truck Treg Bortz.
Bowl game beneficiaries, Advent Dawn, Andre D, Evan Baumel, Harder Daddy, Michael Fouch, Miri, Razor, Flood, Sarah for the win, and Wade. You and I are going to have fighting words over the Special K bullshit.
I'm just going to start calling your child cereals that you don't like.
Yeah, like Special K, because you could search your feelings, you know you don't actually like it.
But I do.
No, you don't. You're going to wake up in a cold sweat in 3 weeks and be like, Special K. Oh, it's just a nightmare. It was just a nightmare. It didn't actually exist for a while.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Respite by Emunator. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.